As the globalists are using a thing called torsion field gravity wave imaging, and they've been doing this since the early 1950s and 60s when Tier 1 science discovered with satellites they could image under oceanic submarines. So we've been able actually since the mid-60s to image Russian submarines at the deepest portion of the oceans by looking at their effect on the gravity waves around them. Okay? So they can image the gravity waves. And that gravity wave has a signature that can tell you what kind of submarine they're actually putting under the oceans. They can actually see through the Earth using gravity waves as well. Now, what the difference is, they're also looking out into deep space, and they see a gravity wave, it indicates that a large object is returning. It's been pushing in hyper-elliptical comets into our solar system, and some of these are very large, as Professor McCanny says. We're talking about comets the size of Venus, not little ones, and small ones, debris, asteroids. And again, there's a crossover between comets and asteroids. It's not as defined as people think. There's objects that are in between. What's approaching is an object that's been known since ancient times called the Destroyer Heraclibus, a red or dwarf star, and there's 10,000 estimated red or brown dwarf stars for every star in our galaxy of 200 plus billion. So 10,000 times more. Only 10% are entrained in an orbital pattern. The rest are actually floating free and moving across the cosmos. But the reason is our world is under judgment. Our world is under judgment, just like a world of the time of at Noah, when he was told the world was under judgment because of the genetic mixing. We are doing all kinds of genetic horror experiments in Beijing, China. They have an underground facility where they literally have the capacity to grow hundreds of thousands of fetuses with artificial uteri to create super soldiers or a new genetic super race in China. The most advanced research is going on, believe it or not, in Japan. We have research facilities like George Washington University and the University in Palma, Italy, going back as early as the early 70s, doing work on artificial uteri. Additional background, high pathogenic avian influenza, seismic activity we've talked about all over the planet. This means gravity waves from a deep space object. The globalists, by the way, are running around trying to cause World War III, trying to cause plagues, trying to cause drought, trying to actually push forward the evolution, including plausible, deniable genetic engineering, trying to sterilize the population like these HCG vaccines they found with the Catholic Doctors Association in Kenya last month. What people need to realize, we are deep in the end times. This is not maybe in the future, oh my gosh, I hope it doesn't happen in our lifetime. It's happening right now. I can't tell you how fast it's going to evolve. I can tell you, though, that we have just had, with Passover, the third blood moon of the tetrad, and the fourth one comes up with 2 weeks before supermoon solar eclipse over Jerusalem, and what's called a supermoon blood moon, which is going to occur on Passover this fall. I believe that this is what's called the end of a Shemitah year, and I said the Shemitah has hit the fan. If you look at the blood moon signs, what I believe is happening, and these are signs, by the way, that Moses knew when he could see signs in heaven. He was both an astronomer, a physician, a scientist, and he knew about the ancient signs of the return of the destroyer, which is in cartouches in ancient Egypt. We're seeing gravity waves, and the globalists know this. They're scrambling around ready to cause worldwide plagues, cause war, cause economic devastation, sterilize the population, dumb us down, so we won't interfere with their escape to their underground, quote, hotels, while the earth fries. That's where things are going. And people say, no, Dr. Daigle, it's not that bad. We're heading toward a judgment of fire. It's in the Bible. If you believe Jesus, you believe what Jesus said, and the Bible says, we are heading toward a judgment of fire. You may not like that, but guess what? Like the fourth man in the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if we are God's chosen people and we listen and do his will, Shema, then God will protect us. He'll bring us to safe cities. He'll tell us what technology to use. He'll give us words of knowledge, but he won't be able to protect those who just, quote, hide themselves in the rocks and the deep places of the earth, such as in Revelation 6 that the globalists and satanic maniacs want to do, that say, hey, I have two reserved seats in the underground city like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. No, you don't have those, because you're not going to hide yourself from the face of the Holy One. All this news is not only catastrophic, it is apocalyptic. That since the 1950s and definitely by the mid-60s, we had torsion field imaging so we could see through the earth. And then what they discovered is that there were these giant pockmarks. They thought, well, are these ancient craters that filled in? No. They were actually ancient volcanic dormant magma domes that when the lithosphere, the crust of the earth, moved over these hot spots, they no longer were being fed, so they became dormant. And over hundreds of thousands and millions of years, what's happened is there's many of these all over the planet, and they're the ideal city for underground cities to be built. The second are matrix cities where they use tunneling machines. The current ones can do up to 140 foot across the tunneling surface. And they're not using a tunnel type tunnel where it cuts it with a blade. It is impact lasers using sodium cooled impact lasers, and they blow the debris in the sidewalls for zero debris maglev tunnels. And these tunnels are cutting through the rock at a rate, depending on the material, up to 14 miles per day. Now, by the mid-90s, we're around 7 miles plus per day. When Phil Schneider and John Fiala were working with the tunneling machines I'm trying to remember the name of the company now. In fact, it was Bechtel. Believe it or not, Bechtel Corporation is the primary one funding the underground tunneling machines.
So we know that Siberia and Russia will be moving up into the Arctic Circle.
Right. Let me describe exactly what the map will look like in the future. This is after the events have stabilized. So new heavens and a new earth. Firstly, you're right. There's going to be a rotation. There will actually be a separation of the middle of the continent. So the Mississippi River in places will be 200 miles across. And there'll be an open waterway all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes. That North America will twist and rotate, but most of North America will move south 1,200 miles. And the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba. Most of northern Russia, Siberia, and the areas of the Kazakh areas of the steppes of northern China will have moved into the Arctic Circle. The city of Moscow, which is 2,000 miles directly north of the Temple Mount, will have moved basically 1,200 miles further north, which just won't be a pleasant place to be if you're in Moscow. And Israel and the state of Israel will have moved up into a much more continental climate 1,200 miles further north, which would be up near quite a bit further. You know, talking about, 1,200 miles directly north of it. What's going to happen to the world climate is going to completely change. And the world is going through a kind of a spasm, like the birth pangs of a new world. There'll be the rising of land from the oceans, the areas of the northeast United States. You'll see new land arrive from the areas of the Bay of Fundy and around the Grand Banks, which is a giant area that's relatively shallow around Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, out toward Newfoundland, and out toward Iceland and Greenland. And what's going to happen in many other areas of the earth are actually going to go under the water, just like ancient Atlantis. There were three falls of Atlantis. The last was the fall of the Minoans, which is actually a purposeful hiding of the fact that the fall of the Minoans, which are actually the last fall of Atlantis at Santorini, was an explosion of Thera, the supervolcano, that actually caused the destruction of the second kingdom of the Egyptians under the pharaoh. So what people need to understand, this is a periodic, repeated cataclysm. The cycle is around 3,650 years. Moses knew about it because he was an ancient astronomer as well as a physician and scientist. And he was taught by the high priest, and they knew this was returning. It's all in the ancient written in Egypt and Sumer and around the Middle East. They're quite familiar and were aware of the high priests were the ancient scientists, or I call the tier one scientists. And we have people like Professor McCanny, who's fully aware that we have returning large cometary objects and also dwarf stars that are entrained in orbit and some are non-entrained that travel around the cosmos, and they cause havoc. And the one that returns periodically is called Heraclius, or the Destroyer. People need to know it really is coming back in. I can't give you times and dates, but I can tell you the signs that with hyper-elliptical comets over the last 5 years, the gravity waves with increased volcanism, as Jesus said in his discussion to his disciples, when shall these things be in the signs of the time of the end? He says there'll be earthquakes in diverse places and, all these other things he talked about. And you